You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show after the 10:30 news, Pat Kreitlow, formerly of Up North News Radio.
Oh, that's right. Now, first time said.
Now mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, I like that.
I know. He's going to be joining us after 10:30. Senator Ron Johnson back in the news.
Does he have concerns, Jane?
Ron Johnson has concerns.
Oh, he's so concerned for
us.
I
know. So we're going to talk about that with Pat Kreitlow. And then in hour number two, Deborah Bickler is going to be here from the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. They're going to need help, as are many of our other institutions like this that care for animals, care for the environment with the cuts under the Trump administration. So Deb's going to join us at 11:06. Last half hour, a segment we call Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up a little bit. This ties directly to something that I ate for breakfast this morning. It's going to be okay, I'll eat it, but I hate it. So start thinking about that now for 11:30. Okay, yes, I'll eat it, but I hate it. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it is the Ants in Your Pants edition. I hope you can stay tuned for that. Wanted to start off, though, in Wisconsin. What is happening right here? And this is something that we've talked about a lot over the past few months. There's a state Senate floor session today, along with many other bills. The most important one that's probably going to get the most attention is whether or not to extend Medicaid coverage for postpartum women. So after women give birth, give them a little help. It's not like your body just snaps back instantaneously.
Really, Jane? I thought that's just what happened because I know nothing about lady bodies.
Well, see, and there's that seems to be a little bit of a problem there. Yes, Wisconsin and Alaska, I believe.
Arkansas,
thanks.
And Arkansas is currently working on something.
Yeah, we're the only ones who have not expanded this coverage for a full year.
Yeah.
And we're talking about things like postpartum depression. There are other complications that can arise. I know, it's shocking, guys. After giving birth.
Yeah. And this is also not a highly controversial bill either.
No, it's really not. This is a bipartisan measure, meaning both Democrats and Republicans and independents back this measure. But you know, who doesn't?
Just think
real hard.
Who would be the only person to not back a bill that pro-lifers and pro-choice people all agree on?
They love moms. They love kids.
Oh. Is he of royalty?
He is of royalty.
Is he a landowner?
He is a landowner.
Does he create food?
I don't think so. Oh, well, it's a type of food.
Is he the popcorn king?
He is the popcorn king. Robin Voss.
He has arrived in the chat.
Robin Voss, of course, is the one who is against this bipartisan measure. Voss has pointed to, and this is from TMJ4, Wisconsin's postpartum Medicaid income limits as evidence that Wisconsin already does enough to support low-income mothers. They don't need any help.
60 days is good enough, ladies. Anything beyond that, you're on your own.
You're a moocher.
This is, for anyone wondering also, when we say bipartisan, the Senate has had already passed this measure last year. 33-0.
Yeah.
Every state senator in Madison voted for this bill. Republicans in both the Assembly and the Senate are for this. They are saying things like, we do not understand why this is not going through.
Yeah.
And this is a great thing to go home and campaign with. We're helping moms. We love moms.
Well, and this would be something that would actually prove, other than just giving new moms and families lip service,
yeah,
which they're real good at.
They're great at that.
But then when it actually, and we've talked about this many times, when it actually comes to funding measures to help new mothers, to help young families, when it comes to paying for it, it's like, yeah, well, no, we're not doing that.
And this all comes down to, I am deeply, like, well, for one thing, I am very much concerned that Robin Voss has a wire crossed in his brain that just does not allow him to care about people. But also, it's about not giving Tony Evers a win, which, by the way, you could easily pass this and do a press conference, a press release saying, we Wisconsin Republicans, in an effort to help working moms everywhere, pass this. You can take as much credit as you want. In fact, take all the credit if you'd like. Just pass it so mothers and dads, families, can count on something.
Last month at a luncheon, Robin Voss said, quote, I am not the only person in the legislature who is opposed to it. I think many Republicans are opposed to the idea of expanding welfare. It's just they're more than happy to let me stand in front and take the arrows, unquote.
Oh, can you hear that? It's
small violin.
It's small violin, and just loves playing that victim. That
Republican Patrick Snyder says, I think it's wrong. He is one who is sponsoring this bill.
Yeah.
Send it out and have a vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, I don't know, what that the legislature should do. Yes, send it out and have a vote. They don't have to vote yes, but them holding it up tells me they know it's going to pass and that their personal objections take first place. That's sad.
And that is, honestly, who was that again?
This is Republican Representative Patrick Snyder, who represents a Wausau area district.
I want to say kudos to Mr. Snyder.
Because absolutely.
That is, Robin Voss is an incredible, he's probably the most, he is the most powerful politician in Wisconsin.
Without a doubt.
And to speak like that takes some guts. And I personally feel like that Robin Voss is lying through his teeth. He just doesn't want to bring it to a vote because he knows that maybe not every Republican will vote for it,
but he
knows it will pass. And this just compounds another action on the Madison GOP of doing whatever they can to keep things from happening, whether it's not bringing stuff up for the vote, which, by the way, shout out to you, Devin LeMahieu. You are not immune for this in the GOP Senate.
Truly.
Changing the Wisconsin Constitution, making it harder to vote, changing the committee assignments so there are less Democrats on than Republicans because they lost the maps. This is just another way for them to keep their power because they're so afraid of having to do the work and represent the people.
Let it come up for a vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that what we're all, what this democracy, constitutional republic, is based on?
Well, he loves a representative democracy, and he's the representative, and he will tell us what we want.
Well, it's Robin's money. It's Robin's money, and Robin is the only one who gets to decide what happens with it.
Absolutely.
Again, Republican Representative Patrick Snyder, who co-authored this measure, said he campaigned on expanding coverage for mothers. He vows to keep fighting for it, whether as a standalone bill or as part of the upcoming state budget. Quote, I'm fighting all the way to get this done. I don't know what I'm doing in the legislature if this doesn't get passed.
I mean, kudos again for that. I mean, it's true. And folks, if you live in Robin Voss's district, if you are represented by him, call his office.
Absolutely.
Be respectful. Be kind. If you agree that new moms should be able to access Medicaid for just 10 more months.
For a year. It's 12 months.
From 60 days to a full year.
Yes.
Call his office and tell him so. Will it make a difference? I cannot guarantee that. But what I can guarantee is that you've spoken your piece and you can let them know that he is on the wrong side of this argument.
You can always find out his number.
How will we do that, Jane?
You go to myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is put in your address, and all of your elected representatives' contact information will come up again if you live in Robin Voss's district. Yep. Yes, call him.
Call him.
And again, we always encourage, you're going to be getting some aid.
Yeah.
So please don't yell at them.
No. There's no reason to.
There really isn't. They're some young person who's probably severely underpaid.
Yeah.
But give them a call. We've talked to enough lawmakers who have said it actually does make a difference.
It can make a difference.
It can make a difference.
To Robin Voss, I can never guarantee that, but it does make a difference to other politicians who actually want to listen to the constituents. And I think it's very, very important on this measure because, let us repeat ourselves for the umpteenth thousandth time, 48 for sure, possibly 49 other states have this. We're not talking red and blue. We're not talking Democrat, Republican. We're talking about helping mothers, helping children, helping working families. This is pro-life and pro-choice got together and said, yeah, this makes sense. What are we even doing right now?
Again, this measure would allow low-income Wisconsin mothers to stay on Medicaid for a year after giving birth instead of just 60 days. Mm-hmm. And again, there are complications that arise.
Yes.
After women give birth. I know it's shocking. Not every pregnancy is just smooth and sweet and nope.
You're
yeah,
right back in the mix.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way for everyone. And as you said, Greg, Wisconsin and right now Arkansas, the only two states that have refused to accept federal funds to extend postpartum Medicaid out to a year.
And really, really quick too, for those who might be questioning, don't confuse this with accepting expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare. Those are two separate things. I've heard people confuse the two. This is a separate action, a separate issue for moms, for families to access Medicaid for one full year. So if you're against Obamacare, you can still be for this.
It should be a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer.
Well, and again, just let it come up for a vote unless you're just so afraid, which I think they are, that it's going to pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they let it come up for a vote.
If it gets voted no, then it gets voted no. And then you try again.
Exactly.
But 33-0 in the Senate. That says something in our divided state.
We'll see what happens with this as the day goes on today. Just coming up to the break, when we return, we're going to talk about Kristi Noem's purse. I have questions.
Have you seen it?
No one has seen it.
It's gone.
It was stolen. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity. La, 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 you'll be popular, just not quite as popular as me.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Mach, and the Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tomorrow, the change kicks in. Some changes across the Civic Media Radio Network. So from 5 to 6, as of tomorrow, 5 to 6 a.m., join Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, for the Midwest Farm Report on select stations in our network. Then from 6 to 9, mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. We are moving up an hour. Greg and Calvin and I, Matt and Air on Air, moving up to 9 to 11 starting tomorrow. At 11 o'clock, Tom Hartman takes over from 11 to 2. Todd Alba jumps on then from 2 to 4 p.m. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. And Pete Schwabe Nightlight, great show, from 6 to 8 p.m. Earl Ingram is staying with Civic Media. He's going to be doing special reporting and podcasts and deep dive reporting. I know he's going to be on Pat's show considerably moving forward so early, staying also John and Gordy on WMDX in Madison, and Mano and the mayor in Green Bay on WGBW are also staying in their respective shows. Chad Holmes also is staying with the network, although he's not going to be doing the morning show anymore. That man works so much.
He's working right now.
I know. He's working all the time. He loves covering sports.
Yeah, and he is, and he's passionate about local sports down to the high schools. He can talk about high school sports in the way that people can talk about professional sports as like trades and whatnot. He will talk stats. I'm like,
loves it.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, he loves it. So that's coming our way tomorrow, just so you are prepped. And again, if you can't listen, that's completely understandable. Yeah. You have a life and you have children and parents and a relationship and all those things. If you can't listen to the show in our new time slot from 9 to 11 starting tomorrow, you can always listen as a podcast.
Exactly. Go to civicmedia.us and you're going to go to the shows tab, download the show as a podcast. It will upload to whatever device you want to use and you can listen to us. But there's an even easier way to do it.
How would I do that?
Go to your favorite podcast distribution center of choice, and that place is going to be where you're going to search Matt Nair on Air. Subscribe to the show as a podcast, and you will get two downloads sent to your device every day.
Just like
for
that.
Every hour we do one podcast. So you get two a day. And if you want to sweeten the deal, Jane, you can even subscribe to This Shouldn't Be a Thing, which is its own mini podcast every day as well. Now, yeah, you could listen to This Shouldn't Be a Thing inside the second show podcast.
But maybe that's all you want.
But maybe you just want a little 3 to 5 minute bite.
Yeah.
A fun and audio sorbet. Just you don't want the whole cup of audio sorbet. You just want that sample. Like when you go to like an ice cream shop, you ask for a sample. You just want that. Do that then. So get us in your life. Download us, and then if you do download us, feel free to give us a 5-star review. If we earned it. If we haven't, send all of those complaints to www.civicmedia.rus/Calvin Button Collar.
/complaints department.
Yep. He'll get those, and you can let us know how we can do better.
Calvin takes care of all that stuff.
Yep, absolutely.
In the remaining time we have before we go to the news, and we mentioned this, I think it was right before we left, before the end of the show yesterday. Yeah. Department of Homeland Security Secretary, I just want to say that one more time. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's purse was stolen on Sunday night when she was at a restaurant at the Capital Burger restaurant. Among the items that were stolen, her driver's license, medication, apartment keys, passport, her access badge to the Department of Homeland Security, blank checks, and about $3,000 in cash.
Was she like exiting the country?
$3,000 in cash.
Yeah.
That kind of just made me stumble a little bit. A DHS spokesperson says, quote, her entire family was in town, including her children and grandchildren. She was using the withdrawal to treat her family to dinner, activities, and Easter gifts. $3,000?
Dude, when I was a kid, my Easter gifts were like some jelly beans, maybe a chocolate bar,
a yo-yo.
And a yo-yo, maybe.
A yo-yo, skateboard, maybe. Easter activities. What does that involve?
And you're getting like 30 Easter bunnies.
I just find that very interesting. Maybe I just don't have enough money.
Well,
but I can't ever think of a time when I've been carrying around $3,000 in cash so I could take my sisters and my nieces and nephews out. That's when you use a credit card.
This is the new standard, Jane. Kristi, no. Oh, you know, you're not going to take us out for a highfalutin Easter breakfast and hunting for sport? I mean, this is somebody who, like, that's like the kind of person someone has a go bag.
Yes.
Yeah, like, but are you honestly shocked that Kristi Noem would have all of this in her purse?
I'm
surprised there wasn't a gun. Honestly, I'm surprised there wasn't a gun.
Well, that's an excellent point, but I just find it somewhat amusing that the woman who is the head of the Department of Homeland Security, which you would think would mean security would be top of her mind most of the time, managed to have her purse stolen.
Well, and the other thing too, and I mentioned this yesterday to you when we found out about the story, is that as a cabinet member, you would think that she'd have a person next to her who would be like holding, like
they, oh, here's, hold
she
my
doesn't
bag.
Have to worry about anything. Right. They hold the phone, they hold the purse, they hold the everything, so she can just be unencumbered. But no, she's got everything on her, and just in case we need some bail money, Christy Gnome's on top of it.
Well, yeah, and as Alicia says here on the live stream, according to Christy, she must be a member of MS-13 because Republicans are saying anyone who carries over $1,000 in cash is a gang member.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, that's been said, that if you have too much cash on you, then you must be doing something illegal.
Okay. All right.
$3,000 sounds like a lot of money to take people out to brunch.
Sometimes they shouldn't talk.
We have news coming up next, and then when we return, Pat Kreitlow will be joining us. Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson has thoughts looking back. We'll kick that around next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He is the new host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News Radio. Pat Kreitlow joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Ever smooth. Always appreciate the yacht rock. You notice the captain's hat is on the new bookcase behind me there.
Nice. Very nice.
Next to the Lake Wissota signage. All we need to do is get past this. Whatever this is.
Is it raining up by you?
Icky. It's cold and windy and rainy, and I can't launch a pontoon in these kinds of conditions.
Gonna have to wait.
Okay, I will.
I heard I heard Brittany on your show this morning. It sounds like we got some soggy weather for the next couple of days at least. And then eventually it's Wisconsin. By the middle of May, it might be nice-ish.
Sure.
Poor Brittany.
Right?
I can't help it. This is very disappointing. It just is. And there's nobody but Brittany to blame. Be in the line of fire
exactly.
When I go, why is it 28 again or whatever, was going on out there? It's not her fault.
No, it's not her fault.
It's not the ideal spring, but,
it's Wisconsin.
Wait 5 more minutes, it'll change.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Whiplash weather, you never know what's going to happen. Before we move on to what I want to kick around with you, Pat, which is Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson has thoughts about
Come
things.
Come on. We you do, liked me.
Before you joined us, we were talking about Christy Gnome having her purse stolen with $3,000 in it, as we all do when we're taking
Lock
out our family
for
Easter dinner. And Cindy from Appleton is on the line. We're going to take this real quickly. Cindy, good morning and happy Bus Driver's Day.
Thank you. Anyway, I don't want to defend Christy Gnome, but have you been to brunch lately? I mean, Easter brunches are like 50 or 60 bucks a person in probably Washington, D.C. So if she took 20 or 30 people out, I'm telling you, $1,000 or more is probably covered lunch only.
But
so,
why wouldn't you put it on a card, Cindy? Why wouldn't you put it on a credit card or a debit card?
Get the points.
Because a lot of places charge you now like 3% or whatever for using a card. So I get that. But anyway, my point is brunches have become so terribly expensive.
That's where this went.
And I do want to say something quick about Ron Johnson. He is having a luncheon town hall in Appleton on May 3rd from 11 to 1 at the 10th Frame in Appleton.
Ooh. How much does it cost to get in?
$15.
There it is. And he'll be there?
I will be outside. I can't stomach to hear what he has to say, but I will be outside with a sign. Saying fire road joke.
Oh, new sign. Like it, Cindy. Appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. And happy Bus Driver's Day. Very much appreciated. Yes, let's talk about Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson, okay. Who, again, I have been looking for his accomplishments on what he has done for the residents of Wisconsin since he's been in there now. This is his third term. This is his third term as a senator. He was only going to do two, but we needed him so badly that he ran again. He hasn't, what has he brought to his constituents?
He has brought the reminder that there is such a difference between politicians and public officials. And Ron Johnson has always, always been in campaign mode. He has never accomplished anything as a public official. And he wins those elections by virtue of all of the unlimited funds that come in from billionaires and corporations, so that in each of his elections, he's been able to scare voters enough on social, you know, cultural wedge issues to win an election. So he's demonstrated how to win an election through money and racism and lies. But then the other 5 years and 6 months, we're getting bupkis from this guy. Nothing but more conspiracy theories.
I guess the one accomplishment we should be able to give him credit for is when Paul Ryan was working on his big tax plan and Ron was a big holdout until a particular provision was included in that tax plan, which benefited his kids' business. And then they got to write off their private planes, I think.
They did. And by the way, the pass-through corporation type of tax break that he got through. He loves to say that this was for small business. Uh-huh. These are all the things he did for small business. Here's the thing. He could have done exactly that pass-through corporations get that kind of tax break with a ceiling. But of course, if there's a ceiling, then he and all of his other buddies,
and
they don't get
donors,
the benefit.
Yeah.
And so when people go, well, pass-through corporations are small businesses. No, they're not. You could have limited the break to the small ones, but he chose not to and is using small businesses essentially as a human shield to guard against anybody saying, oh, you just did this for yourself and your billionaire buddies.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, in the first term, the first 6 years, he was relatively quiet. He played backbench. He didn't say a lot. You never saw him on TV a whole lot. And then when Trump came into power and COVID happened, it became more like, oh, I know what I can do to make a tussle, and I can buy my media time. I'll just go the conspiracy theory route. And the more he goes along, the more he dives in. And it's really, to me personally, and I wouldn't care if he was a Democrat or Republican, I'm like, this is embarrassing to listen to one of our senators speak in such a manner.
But now we're to the point where I'm starting to think he actually believes this stuff.
Yeah,
I do.
Oh, I think he does too. I think a lot of folks maybe start, like, you know, they go, ah, isn't this funny stuff? And next thing you know, they're completely enmeshed in it. And it's where somebody like me, a news junkie, politics junkie, I try to watch a little bit of everything, but there are things I really, really try to stay away from if I know that there is no information value in there whatsoever. And yet, what do I hear right before the last commercial break? We're going to talk about Ron Johnson. So during this last break, I had to call up what he said about Building 7 at the World Trade Center, and y'all ruined my day. I just want you to know. Well, I had no reason to listen to that, and when I did, I was so much dumber for having listened to Ron Johnson talking about 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Well, speaking of, we happen to have a sound clip.
Congratulations,
oh,
everybody.
No.
Oh, you about to get dumber.
From
please.
Senator Ron Johnson talking to influencer
Benny Johnson.
Benny Johnson. Thank you. Benny Johnson, who I have another couple comments about on the other side. Kelvin, let's play this clip from Wisconsin's senior Senator Ron Johnson, please.
What would you like to know about September 11th, the official story there, Senator?
Well, start with building.
What would you like to know about September 11th, the official story there, Senator?
Well, start with Building 7. Again, I don't know that you can find structural engineers other than the ones that have the corrupt investigation inside NIST that would say that thing didn't come down in any other way than a controlled demolition. I mean, you just look at that. You talk about molten steel. Again, you listen to the documentary Bravo 7. There's an awful lot of questions.
Bravo 7?
what the hell? I mean, seriously, Ron, Senator, buddy, what are you doing?
He wants to hold, now he wants to hold hearings about this on how 9/11 he believes was an inside job. And when we were talking about this as we were setting up the show this morning, you pointed out, Greg, that it was under the George Bush administration that investigated what happened on 9/11.
So folks, just so you know, that clip is about 2 minutes and 50 seconds long. So yes. First of all, you're welcome. Second of all, he wants to have more. He says there are going to be more hearings. What is it now all of a sudden that he's decided to go back almost 25 years in the past to something I feel like we've concluded has been taken care of, something he wasn't even in the Senate about, and all of a sudden we have to talk about it again. We have to discuss it. And I wanted to say really quick, the reason why he ran for a third term, because he wanted to represent and take care of the quote-unquote, never said before, vaccine injured.
Yes, that was the whole thing, the COVID vaccines. And he had all this information from alternate sources that said, you know, it was bad and all these. And yes, there are people who have adverse impacts from vaccines, but this was not a widespread issue.
All this is a diversion. Every moment that we have to defend the truth about science or physics, as the case may be, is time we are not spent reminding people that Ron Johnson has always been anti-government, anti-U.S. government, and has always been looking for ways to demolish the federal government and use that savings not to send it back to his constituents, but to put it into his pocket and the pockets of the millionaire, billionaire class. And he knows that if he can distract people with conspiracy theories or negative attacks or whatever the case may be, those are moments we are not living up to that James Carville maxim, it's the economy, stupid. So, like I tell, you know, my folks all the time, look, we're not going to ignore Ron Johnson. He's absolutely being crazy, and where we have to correct the record, we will, but we're going to spend, you know, as little time as possible before we remind people, what is Ron Johnson truly there for? He's truly not there to investigate Building 7. He's truly not there to investigate vaccines. He feels that government shouldn't be there, that the business class should run this country, that there are plenty of generous billionaires who will take care of our education needs and our healthcare needs. And he's simply facilitating that along, distracting people wherever he can along the way.
Well, and I think it's important. I just want to share this quote because I think it gives us a little idea of where Ron Johnson's head is. He says, quote, "First of all, I think everybody has to admit that Elon Musk is probably one of the most brilliant, accomplished, effective human beings that have ever walked on planet Earth. You can't dispute that. I mean, there have been many geniuses. He's one of them." He also applauds Musk and his Doge minions for putting in 80 to 120 hours a week without pay to find waste, fraud, and abuse. Ron Johnson says Musk has been criticized for being unelected, but he trusts someone appointed by Donald Trump over those unelected bureaucrats. Quote, "I think Elon is doing a fabulous job. He's very humble in his approach." He said, "Listen, we're going to make mistakes. We're going in here. We don't have much time on our hands, but we're going to correct those mistakes." And they've already done that. So incredibly transparent.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere there exists the perfect sound effect for radio that would sound like somebody hitting their head against a lamppost repeatedly or whatever it is that I feel like doing right now when I have to listen to nonsense like that, where, again, it's a millionaire taking care of a billionaire because all the billionaires take care of him. It's all one big class that looks on everybody else like, if you don't have money, you are not as smart as me. You are inferior to me. Don't worry, there are benevolent billionaires that will take care of you.
Right.
But we know best. And so this heartfelt embrace of Elon Musk is more embrace of his money and his class stature, not anything he actually knows or does.
By the way, Elon hasn't invented anything.
No.
He invented Zip 2. That was a website that came out like 30 years ago. That's pretty cool. he also, I was trying to find the clip, but unfortunately my computer went haywire. But Ron Johnson's also a man who said, it'd be best if the Senate did nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Literally said those words. Yep. It'd be best if they never took up another bill again. He wants to keep them doing nothing. But that's not going to stop someone like Tammy Baldwin, who's literally bringing in billions of dollars to this state.
Helping build bridges.
And helping... That's right. Everyone.
We're going to continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow on the other side. Stay close, Bob. I see you on the line. We'll take you when we come back. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson weighing in on his big concern right now. Is it the economy? Is it maintaining Social Security? No, none of those things. He's worried about 9/11. He wants to have hearings on 9/11 being an inside job.
You know, that real topical topic of topics.
Everyone's talking about that. Bob from Waukesha has been waiting very patiently on the line. Good morning, Bob. What do you want to say about that?
Well, first of all, when you mentioned that, he held that Paul Ryan's big tax break for the wealthy, he held that up.
Yep.
It might have been for the reason you said, but also to give the E-Lines, U-Line Packaging, their big tax break. They got a big tax break out of that, thanks to Ron Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to take care of your donors, right, Bob?
Well, and another thing, the only person I know of that is as despicable as Donald Trump would be Ron Johnson. That man has no conscience, no heart, no integrity. He's just a blank slate, and he's all for himself and his rich donors.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Yeah, and yet he keeps getting reelected. It's amazing to me when you compare Ron Johnson's record to Tammy Baldwin's record as far as what they have brought to their constituents. Yeah. There's just no comparison.
Absolutely.
There's one thing that was mentioned, the right to try bill, Pat. Someone mentioned that on the live stream.
Yeah, there was this comment saying that for terminally ill patients who have no other medical treatments, the right to try bill guarantees some kind of access to try experimental things. And I understand the sentiment behind it, but I will also say, being married to a medical professional, so, you know, having talked about bills like this a bit, it is not a foolproof thing. You're saying, what Ron Johnson's saying is, you have the right to try anything. If you want to try horse dewormer,
go ahead.
You know, on something, go ahead.
Yep.
But what that does then is it creates essentially some peer pressure that somebody else who's terminally ill knows better than to try horse dewormer, but sees that other people are doing it, and so I may do it too. So it is right to try, but it is also right to spread harm. Things are tested for a reason, and tests take a long time sometimes for a reason.
Yes.
And they're going to take longer when you're slashing the budget for medical research to come up with the things that are tried and true. I'm not saying Ron Johnson's totally wrong to want to pursue this avenue, but again, there is a downside to it.
Well, and as you said, Pat, medical studies take a very, very long time. So the fact that we have Robert Kennedy Jr. coming out saying he's going to have an answer by September on what causes autism is tragically laughable.
It's laughable. It's offensive. So many people have been rightly offended by his remarks. We're going to have a guest on Thursday Thursday morning to talk all about this as well. And it just, again, shows how just because you are named to a high government position or elected to one, you know, does not make you among the best and brightest. It makes you the best campaigner. And if you surround yourself with a lot of sycophants, yes men and everything else, we're not going to get, shall we say, the best out of our government. There's a reason why President Trump is defending Pete Hegseth, who has proved he's incompetent as defense secretary, but he's going after Jerome Powell, whom he can't control as head of the Federal Reserve, for daring to criticize his policy. Think carefully, which one would you defend and which one would you attack? And when a president shows you who he is and who he surrounds himself with, believe him.
Yeah. There is something about the company that you keep. We do have a clip from Amy Klobuchar, who is a Democratic senator from Minnesota, talking about Jerome Powell that we wanted to address, because you're right. Now Trump is aiming all his fire at Jerome Powell, and the stock market crashing is all Powell's fault. And he wants Powell to drop the interest rates. Mm-hmm. This I saw from CNN this morning. Trump has overseen a larger fall in the S&P 500 than any other president since its creation in 1957. Trump has overseen a 14% drop. The next closest, George W. Bush, 7% drop.
And again, what it leads to is, for people who talk all the time about a culture of dependency, again, every assertion from them is a confession. They want that culture of dependency, but they want you dependent on them. They want you dependent on, you know, those benevolent few that will, you know, build those private schools of the future. So if Trump sees all of this personal wealth, trillions of dollars disappearing in the stock market, that's OK by them.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, in their mind, you know, their people will take care of the people that they want to take care of. You know, their people.
Right.
And I just want to make it, because we talked about it a couple weeks ago, because it was very big in the news as far as the stock market crash and the stock market falling down so hard, is that over the last 2 days, it's fallen even harder. And it's at, like, it closed yesterday about 38,000. And people are saying, like, what about your 401ks? Now, you got to keep up with this stuff, because it's continuing to happen. We can't take our eyes off the prize. And that is an indicator of the damage he's doing.
News is coming up next. Join Pat Kreitlow tomorrow morning across the network from 6 to 9. Matt Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Thank you so much, Pat. We will see you later. Stay close.
Thank you. See you later.
To Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.